The following is Ivo Gasparotto's talk, Designing with Data for Humans, from UX Thursday Detroit 2014.
Thanks, everyone, for coming today. This is a great event. I'm really excited to be here. You know, as Jared mentioned, I've been focused a lot on big data lately and the work that we've been doing at GE Capital. I came across this really super relevant quote by an information designer named Moritz Steffener. And he says, you'll often hear these days that data visualization is great for telling stories, making the complex simple, and even making boring facts exciting. While this is all true to some degree, it misses the greatest quality of data visualization today. It provides us with new kinds of glasses and a different way to see our world, right? And so that's kind of the lens that I want to look through today when we talk about data and humans. We can leverage core UX and design principles to create environments for people to explore data and hopefully see their world in a different way. As I thought about this, I realized that I've been doing this throughout my career. I started as a designer at an educational textbook company, specifically working on biology textbooks. And what you're seeing here is an information graphic that talks about the life cycle of plants. Now, it's obviously not big data, but it's visualizing information to make it more understandable to students. And hopefully from something like this type of visualization, they are seeing their world and the world of biology in a new way. And it's not that different than what I'm doing today at GE. We're leveraging data to help our customers in a different way. I mean, an entirely different way. Data and the collection and consumption of it is obviously changing our lives, right? It's changing our cities, our healthcare, the way we socialize, the way we communicate. And I think it's a huge opportunity for us as designers and UX professionals to make an impact on that. We should be at the forefront of this cultural shift and help people understand the data that they have in their lives. So let me jump into a little bit about the application that we've been working on. It's called Fleet Optimizer. And you know, just like any good project, you want to start with understanding who you're designing for. So we talked to fleet managers. They were kind of our audience for this application. And to kind of get a better context of what fleet management is, let me break it down a little bit for you. So we have a hierarchy of humans, starting with the drivers. They're out there on the road. And then we have our core audience for this application, the fleet managers. They're making decisions about the types of vehicles that these drivers are using. So if you think about a company like Coca-Cola, you have a sales force, right? And they're out selling the Coca-Cola in a certain type of vehicle. But you also have a service fleet who are going out and servicing all the Coke machines in different locations. They have different tasks. And so part of the fleet manager's job is to make sure that they choose the right vehicles to meet the needs of the drivers and those specific tasks. And they also have to report up to their executives about financials and performance of those vehicles. And so when we talked to them, this was kind of their current way of viewing this data, right? Spreadsheets. A lot of spreadsheets, a lot of manual analysis, and this was our starting point for the project. What we found is that we needed to really give these fleet managers a better understanding of their fleet and their drivers and help them make more informed decisions about those vehicles in their fleet. So what we came to, and this is the biggest question that we kind of heard, was how do we identify the biggest opportunities for improvement? And posing this question to ourselves, to the team, really helped us stay focused on choosing the right visualization, choosing the right data to visualize. Because it's one thing to have boatloads of data and you can just, you know, visualize it all day in all kinds of different ways. But if you don't have a goal, and you don't have a core question that you're trying to answer, you kind of end up without purpose. So let me just jump in and talk about Fleet Optimizer and try and hit on some of the ways that we try to answer. On the initial view, we kind of worked through a lot of different visualizations, but we came on this just simple visualization that uses color and shape. So in this screen, the circles represent vehicles, groups, clusters of vehicles. The color of those circles represents the performance of those vehicles within that area. And the size represents how much we're spending on fuel. So I can immediately identify that the big red circles are not great. And those are my opportunities for improvement. So we also looked at using this map, this geography, and not just to plot our data, but also use it as a kind of a navigation system. So I can hone in on an area using map controls that we're all familiar with, and something like Michigan, and then dive into vehicle data about vehicles in Detroit. Get kind of a high-level view of what's going on. If I want to get even deeper into this data, I can zoom in and get this, what we're calling a data view. Now, we couldn't show this data on the map, right? It was too granular. There's too many different elements that we wanted to display. So we had to shift how we were visualizing it. So we went to the table view. There's some time series, some line graphs that kind of run through. And it gives a different view, a different perspective on the data. What we also realized is that we developed this key design pattern of starting in a macro view, zooming into a micro view, and coming back out. And that was kind of this mode of like discovery that we could present to the audience. And then once that understanding was, they're kind of seeing what's going on in their fleet, we put some controls around the data for them to start manipulating it and forecasting for the future. So what happens if fuel goes up by 10 cents? What's that going to do to my financial outcome? And those kind of takeaways are what they could, you know, go back to their executives and report out. Next quarter, our costs might be something like this. So this is what we've put into place. This is kind of the outcome of this. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. And let me back up and talk about the starting point. You know, once we had an understanding of our users through research and interviewing, we have to look at kind of researching the data that we had. And I like to think of the data as sort of the material that we have to design with. And that material has intrinsic qualities about it. You know, with the vehicle data, you know, as I had mentioned, it's a really large scale. So how do we deal with that scale? There's location aspects within it. And it's also different types of data, right? We have miles per gallon, we have